You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. Power Podcast 2023 is up! Happy New Year and all that good shit. You know, I don't really celebrate the new year until spring. You know, the Gregorian calendar has all of us doing shit ass backward and wondering why the ends don't meet and things just aren't clicking. But I don't know about you, but 2022 beat my ass. 2022 tore my shit out the frame. So I'm just now getting recovered and anchored and able, if you will. Something rides on the air. Something rides on the air. There's something out there. Air transmutes, water conducts, a shift in perspective. Rumi once said, I have been a seeker and I still am, but I stopped asking the books and stars. I started listening to the teaching of my soul. That's the vibe I'm on. Sun Tzu, one of my favorite generals in the annals of history. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. Get your wins where you can. A win is a win. An old dreadlock Rasta once told me the secret to long growth of locks, because dude's hair was sweeping the floor. He said, the secret to long growth of locks is to just let them be. Sure, you know, wash them, nourish them, feed and nurture them, but leave them alone. So a lot of us, you know, all my natural hair baddies out there, you know what I'm talking about. And just anybody that's just like on some free form, whatever's clever, whatever type deal, you know, society, especially if you work in a corporate environment or you work in an environment where, you know, you have to look a certain way, you have to look the part, you have to be polished in certain kinds of ways. So we manipulate our hair and we're doing all this and makeup and this and this and that, and a lot of times that's not beneficial. And but this wisdom, he said, just let them be. This wisdom from a man whose locks dripped and draped the floor, it pervades really every aspect of life, and that is to let shit be what it is. Let shit be what it is. Stop trying to fight what is. Release the need for closure. Let shit be what it is. Now you can begin to change and change your perspective, change your outlook, change your attitude, change how you see things, change how you frame things, how you word things, how you define and describe things. But let it be what it is. And you don't necessarily have to continue to speak truth to what is, but begin to speak truth to how you would like it to be. Every cell in your body is always ear hustling your thoughts. You are your own genetic engineer in many ways. Because with every thought you think, every emotion you feel, and every event you experience, you're acting as an epigenetic engineer. Stay with me. I promise we getting there. I'm going there. We getting there. Let's talk about brain waves for a second. Brain waves. Brains. Everything vibrates at a frequency. Everything vibrates at a frequency. When you drop a small stone in water, you see waves. Similarly, our heart and our brain have wave patterns, right? The wave pattern of the heart is measured by ECG. Anybody who works in a hospital, you work in the medical field, you're familiar with the ECG, electrocardiograph, short for electrocardiograph, because there's electricity all throughout our bodies. The brain waves, however, the brain waves are measured by EEG, which is short for electroencephalograph. Now, using the brainwave studies, scientists have discovered that our brain waves are of four types. So the brain waves also have peaks that are similar to the peaks we see in waves in the ocean, water waves in the sea, right? And the number of times the peak appears in 1 second is called cycles per second. That's how they measure it. So for example, the electricity in India is of 50 cycles per second. That's just an example. Now, you have your beta waves, alpha, theta, and delta. Those are your four main ones. Now, beta is roughly 13 to 25 cycles per second. This brain wave indicates that your conscious mind is in control. That's who's listening to this right now. You're listening to my voice in the beta state. You're awake. You're awoke. You're clearly conscious. It indicates a mental state of logical thought, analysis, and action. You're thinking. You're alert and awake, talking, speaking, doing, solving problems, etc., etc., etc. Then you have your alpha. Your alpha waves are roughly 8 to 12 cycles per second. 8 to 12. So it's dropping down. This brain wave indicates relaxation and meditation. So that's when you start to breathe. And it's really important to take a look at your breath. Something I've gotten to the practice of doing is just in the middle of the day, throughout the day, just take a moment, pause, stop, like pause, full stop, breathe slowly, deep breaths for at least a minute or two. Deep inhale, deep exhale, deep inhale, deep exhale through your nose, through your nostrils. Because a lot of times we're operating in shallow breath, like, and that causes stress. Okay. And the more you're able to slow down your breathing, you tell your body, you tell your mind, you tell your heart, you tell the cells in your body that it's okay to relax. It's okay to breathe. It's okay to chill out, right? Be easy. But alpha waves, it's a state of relaxed alertness, good for inspiration and learning facts fast. That's the mode you want to be in when you want to absorb a lot of information and learn and grow and evolve and expand. Now, theta, the theta state cycles per second are roughly 4 to 8 cycles per second. And this is what you call deep meditation. This is when you vibed out and you're laying down in the bed with your earphones on, or you're outside, your eyes are closed, and you vegged out. You are zen the fuck out. This is also associated with lifelike imagination. This is best for suggestibility and inspiration. And when you get in this state, it's the best time to drop auto-suggestions or positive affirmations. Drop them down into your subconscious. That's when you want to speak to your spirit. You want to speak to your higher consciousness. You want to speak to your higher mind. You want to remind this motherfucker who's in control, and remind yourself who you are, and what you're capable of. Stay with me. Fade up. This is where you learn, and this is where you really can begin to change the topography and the texture and the mood and the feel of the landscape of your life. And I've even had to get reacclimated, because every now and then you may get knocked off. You know better, but you get knocked off track, you know, for whatever reason. Life will do that sometimes. But this brainwave is dominant specifically in children of age 2 to 5, because kids don't have a lot of memory to live on. So they're not thinking about, oh, the good old days 10 years ago. Or 20 years ago, when my heyday, when I was the shit, and I was, that kids don't have that. So they live only in imagination, where they are using their creativity, and they're tapping into the creative mind. This is where you want to live, because really it's a liberated state of mind. It's a liberated way of being, because it frees you from the shackles of your past. A lot of people, we're either living in our past, or we're so busy anticipating the future, but we're never truly appreciating the present. And all we really have is the present. Delta waves, the last of them, is 0.5 to 4 cycles per second. And this is deep dreamless sleep. This is deep relaxation. This is just before you drop off into REM sleep. You don't even know that you're asleep. This is when somebody, you're supposed to be up watching a movie with your girl or your dude, and your ass is snoring. That's Delta. And they gotta nudge you like, hey, you snoring, wake up. You know, that's Delta. Now, when you get the left brain and right brain working together, that's when you can start making magic. Stay with me. Usually, the left brain and the right brain, the left brain and the right brain waves are independent, okay? They reach peaks independent of each other. So, for instance, during meditation and deep relaxation, the left brain waves and the right brain waves happen together. For both, the peaks are reached together. And so this is called synchronization. Synchronization. Scientists now believe that synchronization makes such greater mind power available. When you can synchronize your left brain and your right brain. This is associated with learning large amounts of information very quickly, as well as with creativity. Brain self-control scientists had long believed that brain activities such as brain waves and secretion of brain chemicals, your dopamine and serotonin, right, were beyond conscious control. We didn't know you can actually control it. You can actually tell that shit to turn on and turn off. Because experiments on Swami Rama of the Himalayas, he did an experiment on it and research on it and on the biofeedback. And so they know now, it's proven that some people can control their brain waves. Some people can control their brain waves. And I'm here to tell you, we all have that ability. And that's what we're talking about today. John Coltrane said, the great and wonderful John Coltrane said, one positive thought creates millions of positive vibrations. One positive thought just waking up in the morning and saying, you know what? Life is good. Thank you. I'm grateful to have breath in my lungs. I'm grateful to be alive on this side of the dirt, right? Above ground. It's a good day. Instead of, oh shit, here we go with the bullshit and I'm tired and oh, the economy and this. And don't even go there. Don't even start your day online. Start your day on your knees or planted, getting into the right mind state, the right flow, the right mental. But more about the synchronization of your left and your right brain is tied to a process called hemisync. And the CIA actually has declassified, because they've been studying this shit. And they declassified some research papers not long ago, but they declassified a set of documents called the Gateway Process. The Gateway Process. And I want you to do your own research and do your own homework on it, so you know I'm not just talking shit. But it provides a scientific framework for expanding consciousness, out-of-body experiences, and other altered states of mind. And simply put, the CIA, they believe in the paranormal. They've done research on remote viewing and patterning and mirror neurons and synchronization and hemisync. The Shaolin master Shi Heng Yi said, an unsettled mind is either worrying about the future or traveling into the past, getting lost in thought. The Gateway Process was explained in a report completed in 1983. And it revealed scientific evidence. See, a lot of this, they've been doing a lot of this shit since before a lot of y'all was even born. And that's how I'm telling you, like, a lot of people are behind on the ball on understanding how this shit really works. And that's why it's working for a lot of people. And they're using it to make a lot of money, to find the love they want, the life they want, the dream reality they want. And others are just suffering in fucking misery. You feel me? But the Gateway Process, they broke it down. They did the research. And it revealed evidence of how to produce states of expanded human consciousness. This government research project was started in the 70s. Do you hear me? The 1970s. And the budget was over $20 million in the 70s. So you can only imagine where they are now with it, right? These declassified documents include a system designed to teach people how to focus their brain waves. This process alters the consciousness, your consciousness, and it allows it to move outside the physical sphere of your body and ultimately escape the restrictions of time and space. Stay with me. So they were able to study people and put people under a deep state of hypnosis, of theta and delta wave activity. And they watched each participant gain access to the higher levels of intuitive understanding. They watched participants tap into the fifth dimension and the sixth dimension and the seventh and eighth and the ninth dimension. That's how they know the shit is real. They've already done research on this. So see, this shit is not boogaloo, boogeyman, mystic bullshit. This is real. Gabor Mate, a medical physician who I respect, he wrote in The Realm of Hungry Ghosts, his book, The Realm of Hungry Ghosts. He said, what we call the personality is often a jumble of genuine traits and adopted coping styles that do not reflect our true self at all, but the loss of it. I was recently listening to a podcast with Dr. Deepak Chopra, and he was saying, you know, talking about his new book, how you are just, you and all of your thoughts and all of your ideals of everything you know and trust and love and have come to know and believe is a happy illusion. Everything that you see, you made up a story about it, or you were given a story about it. The way you see your past, you talk about it in a certain way. Listen to yourself. Don't just take my word. How are you defining your history, your story, your childhood, your upbringing? Do you keep parroting how hard it was and how poor you were and how this may have happened and that may have happened and you had to shovel snow and you guys had to, you know, or are you recreating what your story could be? And so a wise woman once told me, you can't just be talented. You also have to become necessary to people by working hard and well and bringing more than your bones and your skin to the project. Don't just show up. Transform the work. Transform yourself and everybody around you. Be needed. Be interesting. Be something no one else can be. And so I would say to you, in this year of 2023, at a time of inflation and rising costs and layoffs, stagflation and recession, learn from the most successful people in history. Feed your mind. Make yourself more powerful, more valuable. This isn't the time to pull back, but to give more. This isn't the time to be in fear. This is the time to fortify yourself. Fortify yourself with information, with better habits. One day, you know, like I said, I don't really per se do the New Year's resolutions first thing January. I have my calendar year 2023 visual, you know, vision board and my affirmations and my motto. And I know, and I've told myself, this is going to be a year of being unbothered. This is a year of walking in my legacy and creating great work and being the best I can be and operating at my highest echelon and the highest versions of who I came here to be. Fuck what everybody else got going on. Fuck what's going on with this economy. I can give two shits about what's happening with the political system, with the financial system, with race and class and blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. I came here to do what I came to do and walk in my purpose. And so I say to you, in this year 2023, give the best of what you have in your hand to give the world. And the world will give you its best. We don't need anybody else crying about, bitching and moaning and complaining about how raggedy shit is. We know, we see. Speak truth to what could be and create it. Many of us are not living our best lives right now. For whatever reason, right? And so you may ask yourself, am I living up to my potential? Am I living up to my potential? What am I not willing to do? Because a lot of us are committed to not changing. And the funny thing is, you think that shit is cute. You think it's cute to be stubborn and be like, oh, I'm who I am and I'm not gonna change. That is the dumbest, most ignorant shit I've heard in life. On God, right? Because if you're not willing to change and you're not willing to evolve and you're not willing to adapt, baby, you're going to break. You are going to be obsolete. Every being, every species that is now extinct is extinct because it refused to adapt and evolve, or it was unable, unwilling to adapt and evolve to the times, to the climate, to the weather, to the winds, to the water, to the systems, to the empires. If you're not willing to bend, baby, you are going to break. That's just all there is to it. You really have no other. When we look at the way things are, how things are becoming more expensive, and it's requiring more of you, more from you. What you used to be able to do to skate by, to have a good life, you can no longer do. It almost feels like you have to do more. And I'm saying to you, it's not necessarily that you have to do more. You have to think differently. You have to get your brain waves in a different category. You have to define things different, see things different, and be different. You keep getting the same situations because you the same motherfucker. So until you change and evolve and adapt, you're gonna keep doing what you've been doing. Insane is insane in the membrane. Insanity is doing the same thing and expecting something different. Insanity. Am I the best version of myself? Could I be happier? You have the power to change your reality. You need to raise your vibration to match the vibration of what you want to attract, what you want to do, what you want to have, what you want to be, what you want to drive, what do you want to wear, where do you want to live, what kind of boothang do you want on your elbow, what countries do you want to travel to, what types of rooms do you want to be in, what types of sights and experience do you want to taste and touch and smell and see and feel and experience. The more you move your body, the better you feel. I woke up one day and my body was like, you know what? No more bullshit. And literally ever since, I've just been eating nothing but poke bowls and acai bowls and Buddha bowls and grain bowls loaded with arugula and lettuce and all types of fresh raw vegetables and peppers and onions and zucchini, you name it, right? Because my body said to me one day, it didn't speak it in a verbal, you know, in the English language. It just said, I don't want no more bullshit. And I had to respect that. And so since then, I've been giving my body electric fuel, fruit with seeds in it, green vegetables, living vegetables, real food, because we're living in a time where they're poisoning so much of what we don't have any control of. They're dropping poison in the air, in the skies. They're dropping poison in the water. The water's polluted. You know, there's the minerals in the soil are denatured. The soil is denatured. So the food is fucked up in a lot of ways. In the air, we can't control chemtrails, we can't control the pollution and the emissions, but we can control what we put in our mouths to the best of our ability. And we can control getting up off our ass and going for a walk. We can control standing up every hour. We can control doing some, you know, we're not saying you gotta run a marathon, but baby, you think about it. You just can't get by with just, you don't do no exercise. You just get up and go to bed and be on your ass all day and eat, sleep, and shit, and you just never work your body or your muscles. What do you think is gonna happen? Real talk. So the more you move your body, the better you feel. And that's because it's moving energy. That's energy. When you move your body, you're moving energy. The first law of thermodynamics states that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It is always there. The forms that energy takes, however, are constantly changing. Get better. You become like the people you hang around. You become like the people you hang around. So that means if your mama is messy and always talking shit and gossiping and bumping her fucking gums, and that's the only person you stay on the phone with day and night, you're becoming messy. If your husband or your boyfriend or your boo or your man or your girl, they are raggedy as fuck and they have a poverty impoverished mindset and all they think about is bullshit that means nothing, that is who you are becoming. So you gotta get in rooms. I always say it's better to be a plus one in the right rooms than the main character in the wrong room. A lot of you, you are the main character, but baby, you in the wrong motherfucking room. You're in a room with people that are not educated. They do not read. They do not study a motherfucking thing. They on Facebook. They get their information from Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and Instagram. They listen to the news. They don't do their own research. So everything they're saying is they're repeating some shit they heard another motherfucker say. They haven't even studied the information if it's true or not. They believe whatever they see on the box. And they are programmed to the fucking hilt. Do you hear me? I'm not trying to clown your folk. If it's you, I'm not trying to clown you, but I'm saying if you listening to this recording, it means you trying to get better and you trying to level up and you trying to tighten up. We don't got time to stay on the bottom because it's not fun there. It's crowded there. Do you hear me? All material things can be lost. And even the healthiest of bodies will deteriorate. Aristotle once said, the Greek philosopher, and my son's namesake, Aristotle said, a man cannot become a hero until he can see the root of his own downfall. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to your courage. You cannot transcend what you do not know. You cannot transcend the highest vision you have for your life. So if you believe you pretty much are gonna always be middle class or kind of making relatively the same amount of money you're making, maybe a little more, that's all you're gonna make. You'll only be middle class. If you believe that, you know, you could do some things better here and there, but for the most part, things are gonna kind of look the same way they look. They will. They're gonna look the same way they look. But if you begin to believe that things can get crazy better, I mean ridiculously dumb, stupid better than you can imagine or conceive, that you can be better, that you can have more for yourself, you can see more of this world, you can experience deeper, more impactful situations and circumstances in your reality, then you will. To go beyond yourself, you must know yourself. To know oneself at the deepest level is simultaneously to know God. This is the secret of Gnosis. This is the secret of I Am. This is the secret of the three magic words. You are God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Is talking to the self, the God within, the maker, the creator, the author, the finisher of everything that you experience in life, because you are writing the script. And how you see things is how things be, how it is. You have survived 100, pause, full stop. You have survived 100% of all your worst days and experiences, and your ass is here to tell the story. Do you hear what I'm saying? You feel me? When you're going through hell, I need you to remind yourself that what you've been through, what you've experienced, how very many situations you didn't know how you were gonna make it out, and you bodied it. And what you've had the strength to endure and overcome, and you've done it, why are you even tripping? You've already won. you've already fought some hairy, nasty fights. And you just got to keep getting back up and get back up again and get back up again and get back up again and get back up again. from your pH to gut health to how your credit looks. Everything operates in balance. Nothing can operate out of balance, not for long. Anytime anything is out of balance, you're going to feel resistance. You're going to feel pain. You're going to feel pressure. You're going to feel stress. You're going to feel some rumble and some tumble and some side effects and some blinking lights and some dinging sounds, right? 1 Corinthians 15 and 44 in the Bible says there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Because here's the thing. There is only one area of control that is in your hands, and that is what you are carrying inside you. This is something about you that nobody in this world can access, right? Self-mastery is about exploring. Self-mastery is about observing and learning about exactly this, who you really are. And once you have that understanding, you can make better decisions and respond to life and to others with more clarity and understanding. You can find stillness in an unstable world. You can find peace in this moment because this moment is perfect. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care what's going on in Syria or China or the Ukraine. I don't care what's going on in the marketplace. In this moment, it's perfect, it's beautiful, and it's peaceful. And you're stable. Your power is so strong that whatever you believe comes true. Whatever you believe comes true. What you truly, truly in your heart. So if you believe, if you fearful and you like, oh, some shit gonna get bad. And you keep saying that shit gonna get worse. You know, they saying it's gonna get worse. They saying it's, you know, the inflation, it's gonna get worse. Guess what, baby? It's gonna get worse for you. That's not my reality. I don't talk to myself like that. I don't even speak shit like that. I had to do it for this podcast. But I don't even speak shit like that into the atmosphere. Because that's not my reality. And it's not. You are the way you are because that is what you believe about yourself. If you believe you fine, other people will believe you fine. They will see that you, they will see your confidence. If you believe that you kind of ugly, we think you ugly because that's how you carry yourself. That's how you see yourself. That's how you walk through life. And that's how you'll be treated. Like you're ugly. See, so your whole reality, everything you believe, it is your creating. It is your creation. Frida Kahlo, my Cancerian artisan sister, my Mexican Cancerian sister, Frida Kahlo said, our passing through this earth is so absurd and fleeting. It's so absurd and fleeting that it calms me to know that I have managed to be more like myself as much as I could in an unstable, shifting world. You must shift perspective and be stable within and tap into who you really are. Just keep your conscious mind busy with expectation of the best. The only path by which another person can upset you is through your own thought. Busy your mind with the concepts of harmony, health, peace, and goodwill, and wonders will happen in your life. Because see, we live in a universe where everything is in harmony, if we are in harmony. Everything is in harmony, if we are in harmony. Everything is connected. Everything is connected. Everything is connected. The prolific Agatha Christie once wrote, you cannot give people what they are incapable of receiving. See, the eye sees only what the mind is prepared to comprehend. If your mind ain't really ready to receive it and you can't even fathom it, you can't even tap in or resonate with it because it has to show up somewhere in your consciousness for you to be able to see it and experience it. And that's why some people, that's why it's important to be exposed to a broader world, to be exposed to the arts and exposed to culture and exposed to sciences and exposed to travel, exposed to other countries and other cuisines and other languages and other artifacts and other people's history and other people's background, so that you can, it gives you a larger palette of ideas to shape and build your shit out with, because it gives you more tools and it gives you more. It's like going to the, where are all my baddies that wear makeup? It's like when you go from wearing a cheap makeup and you go to the MAC counter, or you go to, you know, you go to Fenty and you go to Sephora, and now you're looking at the different palettes and the different colors that different higher end brands carry. What that's doing is it's giving you an idea of how to find your signature colors and how to beat your face and what works best on your, against your complexion, right? The first rule is to keep an untroubled spirit. The second is to look things in the face and know them for what they are, because we suffer not from the events in our lives, but from our judgment about them. Divorce doesn't hurt. Being sad and depressed and clinging to the past is what hurts. A breakup doesn't hurt. You holding on to yesterday, realizing that it is no longer yesterday, hurts. Situations are just situations. Energy is energy. It doesn't have any good or bad attached to it, only what you attach to it. The things that happen to you don't have meaning or color or taste until you give them color and meaning and taste. And one of the biggest mistakes we make is assuming that other people think the way we think. Nobody sees this world exactly the way you do. You have your own unique lens and perspective, and that is shaped by who your parents are or were, where you grew up, your native language, your native tongue. It is shaped by how you were educated in your childhood. Was there trauma in your childhood? Was your childhood full of love? It's shaped by how you see yourself and your family and your village and your tribe. It's shaped by the community that you grew up in. Was it a wealthy community? Was it a disheveled, dilapidated community? Were you free to explore your world, or were you locked in and you couldn't go across the street and you couldn't go down the, you know, you couldn't go down the sidewalk? All of these things shape how you see the world. The shit you heard your parents say, the people who you spent the most amount of time around, where you went to church or the mosque or the temple. If your caregivers, your grandma, your grandmother or grandfather, grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, were they racist? Were they bigots? How did they talk about other people? All of this shapes you and how you see your world and how you see the events in your world. Not the events, not the situations, not the circumstances, but your lens and your perspective. I don't see shit the way you see shit. I don't see this as a terrible time. I see this as a time to tighten up and get better. I see this as a time to try to dig deep and figure out how I can make more fucking coin than I've ever made in life. I see this as a lick, as a come up. All of it is opportunity. That's all it is wide open opportunity. It's going to be what the fuck you make it. Because all of the old systems are falling and crumbling. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of, it's the end of the illusion. It's the end of this world system. It's the end of a lot of patriarchal ideas and ideology. and an old Eurocentric worldview and a us versus them worldview. A lot of that is crumbling. And we see it in every area and industry in the world. And so I see this as a time to come up. If you're smart, this is an opportunity to carve out a niche and carve out a lane for yourself. So it's what you make it. We do not describe the world we see. We see the world we describe and give life, attention, energy, and definition to. The places where you have the most resistance, and only you know what that is, and sit with that today, are actually the places that are going to be the areas of the greatest liberation, where you have the greatest resistance, is where you can have the greatest liberation. If you wish to create a new reality, you must first let go of the one that no longer serves you. Lean in. Something rides on the air.